kinds of folks who've criticized some of the things I've said, but I truly believe...
Good afternoon. Good evening. And good morning to those across the pond and around the world. You're listening to Earth Changes TV Radio Hour. Live this Thursday night, January 22nd. All right. Well, welcome aboard. You better buckle your seatbelt on this one, folks. It's going to be quite a ride, let me tell you. Boy, I seem to have a niche, a talent for setting forest fires, so to speak. My gosh, I wasn't expecting such a reaction to my last email about the economic situation that we're in, but evidently it hit quite a nerve. I also want to mention that it just so happened to be the hot topic at tonight's National Democratic debate in New Hampshire. The number one topic was the economics. And, well, how do I talk about this without, you know, throwing up red flags or flares or, you know, I do not want to be an alarmist on this. I guess I'm reacting so strongly to it because I never really... gave it that much attention or that much weight to it. Sure, I've read a little bit about it, and of course I've seen all the internet stuff that's running around out there. Most of it was pretty radical. And then I have Carlos Barrios, the Mayan elder, coming on yesterday, Tuesday, and saying that evidently it's somewhere in there, at least to his understanding of the Mayan calendar, that economic downfall was in the card, so to speak. And now all of a sudden I'm getting flooded with information on that. But isn't that how it so often is, you know, when you're on a particular subject or particular thought or contemplation or concentration? Well, let me very briefly read you this one. The title of it is Treasury Reneges on 30-year bondholders. Now, I believe this to be true, but I have not made contact with U.S. government officials, so I cannot condone this fully, but it does look like it was written up with a bit of credibility, best I can tell. Very quickly says the U.S. Treasury will default on contracts with investors, mostly individuals, who loaned the government money in 1979 on the agreement that they would receive 9.125% interest every year until their bonds mature in 2009. No longer will politicians and appointed bureaucrats be able to brag that the United States has never failed to live up to its obligation as the safest investment in the world. Investment is no longer guaranteed. The Bureau of Public Debt announcement claims that this recall applies to about $4.6 billion in 30-year bonds issued on May 15, 1979, and calls for their redemption by May 15, 2004. Of course, investors holding these bonds are not forced to cash them in and can hold them until 2009 if they want, but they will no longer receive the interest promised, the main reason for investing their money in the first place. And it goes on and on, but folks, I just want to let you know that I'm starting to get this kind of information more than I really care to embellish, but I just want you to be aware that it's out there. But look, the bottom line is this. As in all things, please use your gift of discernment. Use your gift of discernment. That's the bottom line. Stuff, like I've been telling you, stuff is going to be coming out hot and heavy. Hot and heavy. And it's going to have a, you know, at least a large enough percentage of truth in there. But that doesn't always mean that it's a truth. So, yeah, we need to put our spiritual hats on, if you will. Buck up. We need to be the adult and kind of mature with the with this uncertain world that we're in. Okay, very briefly, the rover, the Mars Spirit, the Mars rover, right? Named Spirit. Well, gee, what a surprise! They've lost contact, and this is number four, folks. That's right, number four in since 1979. Of lost contact with all these things that we send to Mars. Now, let me tell you something. When I had a very brief conversation with Dr. Tom Van Flandern just 2 days ago, we were talking about this, and we were talking about the photos, the photographs. And he remarked that the photographs that you see are real. And what I'm referring to are not the red ones, but the ones where you can see the rocks, and it has a bluish, grayish tint to it, and almost, and it looks like there's somewhat of an atmosphere to Mars. He says those are real. And he dropped some hints as to what he's going to say on the air. By the way, I have him coming on the show next Tuesday. Next Tuesday, mark your calendar, next Tuesday, 7 to 8 p.m. Pacific, Dr. Tom Van Flandern, and... You know I'm biting my lip. I went so bad to tell you what he wants to tell you, but I'm going to let him do it, of what his hypothesis is as to what's going on up there. To many of you, will not be a total surprise. To others, it's going to be quite an eye-opener. Now, remember, this guy, talk about a pedigree and credentials, 20 years as the U.S. Naval Observatory Director. And he still continues as a NASA contractor. Yes, this guy is in the know. All right, let's get to my guest, because, boy, do we have a ton to talk about, needless to say. Many of you know him, obviously. Ian has become very popular. Folks, we've just about run out of bandwidth, and this is on my new server. We've tripled our attendance here. Thank you. We certainly strive to bring you the most cutting-edge information we possibly can, and we are. And the good news about that is it's spreading across the country and around the world really fast. And how timely is that? Ian Lundgold. Ian Lundgold is the creator of the Mind Conversion Codex. Ian is one of the leading researchers of the Maya and their calendar systems. He is a contributing author, he is an artist, and he is now conducting workshops and symposiums around the United States, and really across the water now as well. If you ever get an opportunity to go see him, go do it. Not a bad-looking guy either. Well, let's bring him right on, because I am anxious to hear what he has to say. Ian, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to the show once again, my friend. You're starting to become a very popular person, and I believe it is because of your message. Where do you want to start tonight?
Well, the first thing I want to talk about is the true test that we're all up against. And the true test of everyone who is listening and everyone who is in contact with those lists, in other words, the friends and family, the biggest test we have at this time is to stay in our own center.
Oh, amen to that.
Now, your center is your discernment of your own reality, your own truth. Do not believe anyone, but evaluate from your own viewpoint what is true or what is not. This is the most important test that we're up against.
Well, you can certainly put me in that pile, Ian. As you know, I've broken down on the air in a couple of interviews with you, as a matter of fact, when the tension would get so high, I would be so uncentered, confused, in dismay, in disarray. And you know what? I needed someone like you, and I'm sure you're the same way, where you need others too. When we get to those kinds of places, and like you say, I believe we are certainly going to be tested. I know I am. That yes, even though it is an individual thing and we need to stay within our power, do you also suggest, Ian, that we try to develop a community as well?
Yes. As a matter of fact, the Mayan calendar, which is what I'm basically all about, discusses that there are days and there are nights to the progression of consciousness. The days are openings of consciousness, new revelations. The nights are always times to apply what has just been learned, what has just been realized. It's during these nights that birds of a feather are to flock together. That is, the people who have realizations are to apply what they have now learned.
Oh, yes. Boy, easier said than done, I guess you could say. My goodness, to apply what we have learned.
Yes.
You know, Ian, yes, of course I agree with that. But, you know, like with anything, whether it be a new job, learning a new program on the computer, learning some type of new technique in the studios for me, even though I've learned it, it's when it comes to those first applications that are so difficult. What do you think? What are your suggestions about that?
Well, they are the most difficult times. And we are currently in the third night of the galactic cycle. We just have had revelation after revelation of truth about our actual situation. Our actual situation, to most of the people out there listening, your situation is you now understand yourself as a slave to corporations.
Please don't get me started. But yes, of course.
It's coming more and more clear that that is the fact. Now, our illustrious leader, Mr. Bush, is totally on the side of the corporations. And all of the people listening out there, other than those employed as bugs to the corporation, all of them are feeling the effects of that devotion of corporation over personal freedoms.
And folks, oh my goodness, looky here. We just broke another record. Ian, thank you. I'm sure in part that has very much to do with it, with you being on the air. And of course, it's a reflection of the times itself. Thank you, folks. Thank you so much for making Earth Changes TV your number one rated science, Earth science and space weather site, and now making it one of the most popular shows in the nation related to what we do. We've just broken another record into the number of attendance. Thank you so much. Now let me get back to Ian. What I wanted to say, what you're hearing Ian say now is not a political statement, folks. Believe me, him and I have engaged in conversations many, many times. He's getting ready to fold this back into Mayan calendar and Mayan prophecy. So he's basically setting a stage now, but do not listen to this through the ears of political assumptions. Listen to it in the way of civilization and where we're going. Ian, please.
There is a schedule of consciousness. Consciousness includes government and its direction. Consciousness is what directs the actions of those who are supposedly in charge of civilizations, as well as every individual within a civilization. And consciousness is dictating that there are going to be massive changes in our social and political situations during the next 300 days.
Oh, really? Now, that's interesting that you say, well, gee, I'm acting as if I'm so surprised. Ian, if you don't mind, I'd like to jump right into some of these things, because I know a lot of the listeners right now have tuned in part due to what Carlos Barrios had to say.
Oh, yeah.
His time frame was the exact same thing. He may have specified 300 days. I don't recall. I'll have to listen to the interview again myself. But what I do remember is that he simply said this year. And since we're in January, certainly wouldn't be more than 340 days.
Right. Well, here we go.
All right, here we go, folks.
The last time that we were in this segment of consciousness was the period between 1854 and 1873. The consciousness which is now playing was happening between 1854 and 1873. That was the third night of the planetary cycle. That was the cycle that preceded the one that we're currently in. On January 5th, 1999, we started a new cycle. We are now in the third night of that cycle, corresponding with 1854 to 83.
I'm sorry, Ian, can you give us, do you have written down some events that occurred back in that time frame, 1854, was it?
Well, the most important for our listeners in America was that in 1861, April 12th, Fort Sumner came under attack. In other words, the Civil War of the American states started.
Oh my gosh.
1861. Now, just not that long ago, I had a realization. And that realization was that a day on the Mayan calendar during this current cycle is 360 days. 360 days equals one day on the Mayan calendar. Now, if you were to superimpose that on a clock face, then a clock measures the day in 24 hours. That is, from 12 midnight to 12 noon and back to 12 midnight.
Yes.
That is actually two revolutions, 360 degrees, but we can superimpose the procession of consciousness now onto a 360 degree arc. And we can calculate how many days there are to each hour on that clock. Each hour from 12 o'clock midnight until 1 o'clock in the morning, or to 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock, takes 15 days. 15 times 24 equals 360.
Okay, so a 24-hour period equals 1 year.
On this Mayan calendar, it equals one day of 360 days.
Gotcha.
Okay?
Okay.
So now we can look back over past periods and see what happened during that same hour on the clock. For instance, 1861 during the previous cycle starts on April 3rd of cycle. We can project or superimpose them. What happened on April 12th of 1861 now lies to April 23rd, 2004.
Are you referring to a civil war?
Yes, I am.
Oh, my goodness.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, there, of course, civil war doesn't just pop out of nowhere. People don't just one night decide, let's go kill somebody else.
Right.
Arbitrarily. There was a build-up to it. Now, during the previous cycle, during the planetary cycle, from 1854 to 1873, each hour on the clock was 300 days. Now it's 15 days.
Oh, my goodness. So those of us that feel that time is speeding up, that's just not our imagination?
Actually, time isn't speeding up, but creation is. There are more and more events happening in every moment.
Yes.
So there's more occurring in a shorter amount of time.
Yes.
This is the secret, this is the most important part of the Mayan calendar, is to comprehend that time is not speeding up. It's not your imagination. It's not that you're getting older, as most people believe. It's really the fact that more is happening in less time, which is good and bad. The more that happens in any period of time, the more can occur. More miracles can occur. More things that were previously impossible are now available to occur.
That's okay, let me see if I understand this, Ian. I think I'm starting to get this. The time it took to get to a flashpoint back in the 1800s probably took months and years. Probably years.
Yes.
To get to a flashpoint today could literally take weeks and months.
Yes, exactly true.
Oh, boy.
Now, you look at the situation that we are now in, and you see a dramatic polarization between those people who absolutely love and adore our president for the prophet he represents and those people who fear him.
Absolutely. There are comments about that all around the world, Ian, of how polarized the United States have become. I tell you, world citizens are very concerned about what's going on.
Well, they have every right to be. They have every right to be concerned.
You know, Ian...
Please understand, everyone out there, please understand this, that President Bush and Vice President Cheney and Secretary Ashcroft and Secretary Ridge, all of them are consciousness, aren't they? They are an expression of consciousness, and it is consciousness which is dictating their actions. They may be puppets of the Illuminati. Oh, big deal. The Illuminati got nothing over the power of the procession of the evolution of consciousness. And that is what is dictating their actions and their oppressions.
Given that scenario, Ian, is that suggesting that the majority of people are wanting the mentality that we're seeing in the Bush administration?
Are wanting?
Yes, you're saying that they represent our consciousness.
Yes. As a matter of fact, everybody out there, take a look at the movies which are playing and which are more popular in the theaters right now. Anybody gone to see Cold Mountain or any of the other Civil War movies that came out during this summer? There's been five now. Five Civil War movies all of a sudden. Where did those come from? They came from consciousness, people.
Good point.
What were the most popular movies of the summer? Hacker, slasher, killing, thriller, terror movies. Where is consciousness? Why do people vote with their dollars to go see horror and terror and destruction and suffering? Because they agree with it. That's the only reason.
You know, in my short-sightedness, Ian, I guess, I would have simply said to escape, to be entertained, to escape from their reality.
That is on the surface. Why are they going to see those rather than musicals or comedies? The most popular movies were ones that depicted the most suffering.
Well, Ian, this is the piece that I don't understand. You're my age, and you
yes.
remember the 60s and 70s.
Yes.
What the hell happened to our voice? I mean, you're speaking of in terms of revolution, but I'm not seeing a damn thing.
That's because the public, first of all, the public has been dumbed down drastically by our education system. So most of the public are unaware. They are fed, particularly by the Murdoch and his ilk, through the media. What you pay attention to, you become conscious of, period. That's all that ever happens. What people are paying attention to is Friends and Sex and the City and Saturday Night Live and David Leno, or David, you know, Leno
David Letterman.
David Letterman. So what people are paying attention to is the entertainment which is presented to them. They are dumbed down drastically.
Let me ask you this, Ian.
This comes to a peak, people will not, in general, people will not realize what's happening to them. This is all by design. Now, think of Pompeii and Mount
Vesuvius.
The people who were found in Pompeii were in the midst of living their lives. The people who were turned to ash were doing business. They were in full-blown party. The Mount Vesuvius had been going off for months.
Yes.
It was a tourist attraction.
Yes.
All the light show at night.
Yes.
There had been earthquakes. There had been all sorts of things going on, and the people stayed and did business and hung on with horrors or whatever they were doing.
Orgies, yes.
So they could not breathe.
That's right.
That's exactly what's going on now.
That's right.
Precisely. This is human nature.
Oh, God, that's scary.
Nature abhors change. Okay, you guys, all you guys out there lost your job in the last few months, how much did you enjoy that? All you people that had your insurance raised, all you people that had your taxes raised and your rents raised, how much did you enjoy that? Nobody wants change because it all looks bad. So people ignore change. They hide from it.
Yes.
They will decry you. They will say you're crazy. They will kick you out of the family before they will accept change.
So, Ian, is one message tonight to pass on to our listeners is, basically wake up, but that you're given meaning and understanding to that old saying that something comes upon you before I didn't see it coming is a typical phrase used. I didn't see it coming, when in fact it was occurring the whole time, you just weren't looking.
Yeah, all those divorced people out there, hey, take a look. You know, it was happening the whole time.
Wow. Ian, Carlos mentioned something about an economic collapse. And it kind of rocked me on my heels just a little bit because I guess just exactly what you're speaking of, I just didn't think that it would come so quickly, and I think I also assumed that I would see it coming. But I'm suddenly realizing that that may not be the case. Your thoughts?
Well, the signs are all there. You were just talking about the U.S. Treasury reneging on the 9-point-something-or-other interest.
That's correct.
Okay? You've also seen the euro growing far above, 20% above the U.S. dollar.
Unbelievable.
The dollar is just about, well, the dollar is falling like a leaf. What does that mean to everybody in America? That means that your dollars are worth less and less and less. Now, I guess you haven't noticed that there is no inflation, but bread that used to cost 50 cents now costs $3.50.
That is right, folks. Of course, we all know that.
There's only one reason that this is actually going on, and that is every credit card purchase and every check that every American writes becomes new money in the economy. Through the banking system, through the Federal Reserve system, every credit charge, every loan, every check you write becomes new currency.
Yes.
That means that there's lots of more currency in our environment, don't it?
Yes.
Exponentially, every year, more and more and more currency, which devalues every dollar in your pocket. By the way, those dollars in your pocket are paper, friends. There is no intrinsic value to anything in your pocket. And that credit card contains electrons.
Yes.
Electrons. Now, physicists will tell you that electrons appear and disappear in a particular frequency. They are here, and then they are not here. They are not stable in our physical reality.
That's correct.
Gold and silver, on the other hand, are stable commodities. Electrons, as themselves, do not exist. 80% of all commerce in the world, not just America, but in the world, 80% of all commerce is done electronically. In other words, the transfer of electrons.
That's right.
There is no stability in your currency or your credit card. There are no sureties. America went bankrupt in 1933.
Yes.
Go to our website, that is www.mayanmayanmajix.com. Go to Deeper Truth Files in the article section. Read, people. Read the facts. Do not listen to anyone. Read the established, recorded, congressional facts about our economy and the basis of it.
You know, Ian, I do want to bring this up now that you've said that. I have noticed a trend lately in marketing that those in the know, if you will, those that have gone to school and studied and looked at graphs and rhythms and cycles as part of their curriculum, realize that the middle class is going away. And now when they do their pitch, if you will, their advertisement, they do it to the small 20% that are, you know, not middle class, upper class. And that, I'm starting to see it in so many ways. For example, you may have seen that Lexus commercial, which I thought was outrageous. Here is a commercial where somebody is given a Lexus to their partner as a Christmas gift. And I'm starting to see that kind of thing in many, many areas. I'd like your comment on the possible fall of the middle class.
Well, hey, Lexus is wimpy. Buy a Hummer. That way you own the goddamn road.
Ian, I have to bleep you out.
Sorry. On the road.
Gotcha.
That way you own the road. Yeah, that's happening. As a matter of fact, what's going on, guys? Imagine a backroom power broker poker game going on. These guys, if you believe in the Illuminati or whatever, it doesn't matter. These guys know that the end of our system is very, very close. They know because they have engineered it all along. And they, right now, are grabbing every chip off the table. It jiggers, here comes consciousness. And what they're doing is scraping every chip off the table. That includes your house, that includes your business, that includes, well, your job. They're going to grab every single thing they can off the table right now.
Will there be a point where no longer can we be in denial? And do you believe that it's actually possible that there could be an uprising in this day and time?
April 23rd is the same date of consciousness as April 12th of 1861.
Are you suggesting that 1 week after tax day that... which, by the way, I don't know if you realize that, but April 15th, that 1 day after our taxes are due of April 15th, or excuse me, 1 week after they're due, that something may happen?
I'm suggesting that there's a lot happening right now which will increase in its insufferability until the population rises up as they have throughout all of history and overthrown unscrupulous leaders.
Oh, this is going to be interesting.
Of course it's going to be interesting.
Now, Ian, oh, by the way, folks, we're at the bottom of the hour. Well, we're actually 7 minutes past the bottom of the hour. Forgive me for not welcoming those that have just tuned in. You're listening to Ian Lundgold, creator of the Mayan Codex, which explains to those, many of us, including me, who has a very difficult time in understanding the Mayan calendar. He calls it the Mayan Conversion Codex, and it's really quite an instrument to have. You can get all this on his website at MayanMagics.com. I'll spell it for you, just as he did, www.MayanMagix.com. He has a full array of news, commentary, and events that are coming up. His site, he's really beefed it up. It's looking wonderful. Be sure and check him out. Now, folks, we've been talking about, social status, about where communities are going, and especially the United States, which was once the powerhouse of the world, which many of us had also realized that it's also just another Roman Empire. And like all empires, with no exception, there is a rise and a fall. And Ian is suggesting that we are at the cusp of that fall now. Ian?
Yes. Well, people, now is the time to raise your head and look around. And for everyone that you care about, for every person that you want to time and company with, advise them of this situation and advise them with facts, not just your opinion or your fears, but a problem of the facts that state that every night of any consciousness cycle has been an economic debacle. 2001 of this year was the beginning of the second night of this consciousness cycle that we're in. And we all experienced something called the tech bubble bursting. Do you remember?
Oh, yes, the dot-coms.
The dot-com burst. That happened during the second night of this cycle. If you carefully go back, and now we have all these dates recorded at Mayan Magics, and there is a particular article under Mayan Calendar. It's by Dr. Carl Coleman, and he lays out all of the the cycles of economic growth and economic depression through these consciousness cycles of the Mayan calendar. As a matter of fact, it is the most accurate reading of the Mayan calendar. It is what we would call the stock market. In every day, the stock market up, and at night, there has economic debacle. We are now in the third night of this cycle, and we are going to see not just a depression. The depression was a Sunday picnic next to what we're going at this time.
Gosh.
Imagine California cutting off all welfare payments.
Oh, what time period are we talking about?
In the next few months.
Oh my gosh.
Because California just defaulted on a $15 billion bond. They could not find anyone to buy the California and to leverage them out of their debt. Drastic cuts are going to have to be made in California. What's the first thing to be cut? Public services. This is not some fantasy. Go and read. Study.
Now, Ian, please guide me there right now, because I want to guide the folks, listening in right now. I'm on your website, and from the home page, click on what? Click on articles, okay. Give me just a second while articles.
Well, there are very many.
Oh, deeper truths?
And calendar category, the truth files, which has the current event, and the deeper truth files.
Oh my gosh, Ian, when did you post this? I had no idea that you had been following this. How could I not have known?
Well, I didn't tell ya.
Holy cow, folks, you got to go to this page. Go to Mayan Magix, Mayan Magix from the homepage. Let me go backwards, cuz I want to steer you to this. This is awesome. Then go to articles, click on article down. When you go to the article, click on deeper. And mice, look at this. Here are the titles, folks. The Bankruptcy of the United States. The Truth About Your Money, Your Bank, and Your Debt. 31 Questions and Answers About the Internal Revenue Service. The IRS has an income tax problem. And it goes on. It looks like there's 12 articles. Ian, how long have you been following this? With my interview with Carlos was the first time I really switched my attention to the possibility of an economic collapse in such a short period.
Well, as a matter of fact, frankly, to you and everybody else who is listening, we were forced into bankruptcy. So we were forced into bankruptcy in December of last year. And since then, we have been entrenched in the court system and investigating the actual status of each individual person as opposed to the corporate identity they have been assigned. You see, each person has been created as an individual corporation by the Corporation of the United States. The number of your corporation is your Social Security number.
Yes, that is true, folks. They either give you a federal tax ID number, or it coexists with your Social Security number, and that is, I can tell you, because Earth Changes TV is an incorporation, that is your corporate number.
Yes. Now, the fact is that each and every person out there, living and breathing, is not a number.
That's right.
All of the corporate debt that America has is applied only to that number. None of you are that number.
Well,
unless you agree that you're that number. You can agree by tacit consent, that is, by your silence. unless you stand up and notify people that you are not the number that they assigned to you, then you are that number.
And what happens, Ian, when you do such a thing as say, I am not that number? How did they come down on you? What happened?
Not at all.
Really?
No. In fact, they have the forms to actually make that statement at every Secretary of State's office or webpage in the nation. It's called the UCC, Uniform Commercial Code. The Uniform Commercial Code is the law of the planet. Everything is commerce. Court is commerce. Law, all law, is based on commerce.
Yes, it is.
And so the Uniform Commercial Code is worldwide law. And you can register yourself as not being part of that system. I would advise every single person that's listening to this to go to your Secretary of State of your state, go to the webpage, and look up UCC. You'll find a UCC 1 form. Now, they don't give you real particular directions to fill it out. But the fact is that by registering that you are not part of their corporate identity, you then are taking steps toward your own sovereignty.
Now, my guess would be, I haven't experienced it, Ian, you have, so the first thoughts that come to mind is that they're going to punish you for that kind of thing.
They cannot. It's their own law.
Did they welcome your changes and suggestion, or did they frown? Did they try to discourage you?
Not in the least. They acknowledged them.
Really?
Yes. In 1933, President Roosevelt made a declaration that the nation was in bankruptcy. And at that time, he introduced the New Deal.
Yes.
The New Deal was, you turn in all your gold and silver, and we will give you paper. Whoo! New Deal!
Yes, that's... Yeah. Yeah,
now,
bum deal.
The fact is, that if people go to our website and they can research this, HJR, that's House Joint Resolution Number 192, states that every American citizen is absolved from any debt. In bankruptcy, there is no way to pay.
Yes.
They just kind of forgot to tell everybody about that. They made a law and didn't tell anyone. So everybody out there listening, you are not in debt. There is no debt possible in a bankrupt system.
Really? Now, I'm trying to grasp this, Ian. What you're saying is so, I really don't know any soft way to say it, but what many have got to be thinking, it appears to be outrageous. It couldn't be this simple.
Okay, let me make it much more simple.
All right.
For everyone.
All right.
All jurisdiction. Now, everybody out there is supposedly under some jurisdiction, right?
Yes.
Okay. All jurisdiction is predicated on one fact. The borders. Whether it's the border of your city, the border of your county, the border of your state, or the border between United States and Canada and Mexico, it doesn't matter. All jurisdiction is predicated on one thing. The border. Okay. Go find me the border. Go show me the line on the ground. there is no border. So there is no jurisdiction. That's it.
Folks, maybe you're having an easier time with this. I just can't grasp this. I never followed the militias, and I never followed some of those type of groups. So maybe you have, and you have a better understanding. But it kind of scares me that I don't understand it, because so often in my life, when I get this kind of feeling, it's usually the precursor to a much greater understanding, meaning that I'm in the middle of it. So perhaps I better go to Ian's site and read up on this myself. Ian, we've only got about 8 minutes left, and I want to circle this back around to the Mayan calendar.
Yes.
And Mayan prophecy and this date. Folks, write this date down. It's April 26th, right? Is that it, Ian? April 26th?
April 23rd.
23rd?
Yes.
April 23rd of this year.
Yes.
Tell us more, Ian. What? Give us some signs. What are some signs that will be coming up that will tell us that we're on the way to this significant change?
Well,
what are we likely to see in the next several weeks and months?
Number one is the Mayan calendar, because it is the schedule of the evolution of consciousness. It's a repeating schedule. And this schedule is not refutable. It is historically recorded that events follow consciousness. Events follow the schedule. So
hold on, Ian. I want to understand this, and I know many people do. Whenever I hear the word consciousness and follow consciousness, I think of me, of my consciousness, and I think of like-minded people consciousness. Now, what you've been suggesting, evidently, is that the majority of consciousness, in my humble opinion, is not taking me down the road that I want to go. Are you suggesting that on an unconscious level that my consciousness as well is also taking us down this this bumpy road?
Yes. This is a co-creation. We are all putting our two cents in. Now, there are people out there who are holding secrets, things that they may not be so proud that they did or thought.
Well, who couldn't say yes to that? I mean, we're all human.
We're all human. Every one of us have things that we have done or thought or said which we're not so proud of.
Yes.
All of those secrets are scheduled to go extinct.
What do you mean by that?
Well, one manifestation of it is Big Brother. Big Brother is a tool of consciousness. Big Brother is saying no more secrets. Everyone knows everything about you personally.
But Ian, isn't it more that the power mongers, the controllers, are really the ones who know more about us? In other words, the insurance companies, the medical companies, the pharmaceutical companies, unfortunately, all the corporations. Now, but that's not the same as everybody knowing. I think most of us are in the dark.
Well, what it is the availability of that consciousness.
Well, that's true. That's true.
The availability is there.
Yes.
And for all you hackers out there, you know exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
So, consciousness is dictated right now that all secrets shall be revealed. That includes your own personal secrets.
Interesting. And where is this leading us?
Where it's leading us to is the ability to have telepathy. The only block of telepathy is people being afraid of their secrets being exposed.
how can we get to that other side, Ian, where we would actually be comfortable in such disclosure?
Through ethics.
You know what, Ian? I got to tell you something. Do you remember my January 7th article when I was just fed up and I had a very dark moment, and I expressed it publicly to thousands of people. Regarding that's the article that I wrote about what happened to our voice.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't believe the response I got to that. And then here you are tonight, live on the air, disclosing your bankruptcy. Are these examples of what you're speaking of?
Yes, but also the bankruptcy was an integral part of my own consciousness coming to grips with the actual situation. And the situation or the circumstances which the power has imposed upon us all. And through my investigations, I have uncovered massive, massive fraud within the loaning institutions and within all the banking institutions in America, well, the world.
In other words, Enron is not the exception, it's the rule, isn't it?
Yes, indeed it is. And it applies to every single person who is making any payment to any credit card company or any bank in America. I would suggest that people investigate their situation and from their investigation make a decision whether they are going to continue to pay their supposed debt or not.
You know, gosh, I wish I had more time, but folks, remember the last time you paid $35 for an NSF, for non-sufficient fund? Remember the last time you paid $35 when you were 3 cents underbalance? Do you remember that? Do you realize that if it was Guido that was charging you $35 for 3 cents, he'd be put in jail? But yet our banks get away with that every single day.
Every chip they're scraping off the table right now. If any of you think that these guys have enough attention to pay attention to you individually and what you're doing, forget it. They are far too busy. I would suggest that every person listening fully investigate this situation. Become apprised. Become elucidated. Educated. Into what has been perpetrated against all of us. This is a massive, massive fraud. And this really is the impetus behind the Civil War, which is coming in April.
That's three months away.
Yes? What was that?
That's 3 months away.
That's 3 months away. Everybody who is listening who is in a major city, get your stuff together and get out of that city.
You know, Ian, this is how I thought it was going to come down and still think that it would come. If indeed there would be an economical collapse, and let's say it was to even occur by April, the only way I could think that would happen would be a so-called terrorist attack that would devastate. I don't think people understand what happened when the two World Trade Centers went down. It was so much more than just two buildings going down. The ripples from that effect financially were still maybe 10% on the way to recovery just from that alone. If anything like that, even to a much smaller degree, were to occur, that would be it. Ian, what do you think?
Well, I think that the sun has more to say about this than George Bush. I say that the sun, which has been pumping more and more and more energy into our electromagnetic envelope, is more or less like a balloon that gets keep pumped with more and more and more air. Eventually, that electromagnetic envelope is going to crush or explode under the pressures. We've all seen the evidence of more and more increase of geomagnetic activity, of the geological activity with volcanoes and earthquakes, and in the vastly changed environment with weather. This is going to exponentially increase.
Oh, gosh. Now you bring it up at the end of the show. Oh, man. Well, folks, how about that for a teaser? If that doesn't call for a part two, I don't know what does. Ian, we are there. Matter of fact, we're over time, but I do want to stretch this and give you the last 30 seconds here. As always, what would you like to leave with our audience?
Okay. First of all, find your center. However you go about it, find your center. From there that you are creating your own reality. Now, yes, it is a co-creation. So there's a lot of junk in your reality. But it is a co-creation. You can literally, and have literally, been creating your own reality all along. What you need to do is find your center. That may take some more information on your part, getting some more information to make it stable, but find your center and start creating your own reality from there. That is a reality that doesn't depend upon social or governmental systems. The very, very beginning of this whole consciousness cycle started with Y2K. Y2K was not a disaster, it was a message.
Ian, we're gonna have to stop there. I'm flat out of time. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show again. And remind me, next time I have you on, which will be in a very short period of time, that let's start with the sun and go from there.
Got it.
Thank you. Take care, my friend.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Well, folks, there you have it. Got to move on. Boy, I've been running late almost every show. I'm going to get in trouble. Next Tuesday, Dr. Tom Van Flandern. You do not want to miss this show. Of course, the topic's going to be Mars, and wait till you hear what he has to say. This is Mitch Batchers for Earth Changes TV Radio Hour, saying goodnight. Great show, everybody. It's a wrap. Thanks for helping out. Great show. Ian Fire once again. Wait till next week when Tuesday. Wait till you hear what he asked regarding Mars. How'd the sound come through? Is it all right? Yeah, thank you. Just give me a Pepsi. Yeah, I know. I had an idea about what Ian was going through. And this stuff, this financial collapse stuff. I mean, you know, many people are in, I'm in disbelief. I imagine it occurring in you know, any relatively, I mean, in months or a, gosh. But having said that, I do see, what's that? Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I do see that it, you know, if there was some type of terrorist attack, whether it be from inside or outside, meaning our own people or someone else, that, you know, that certainly would do it, I would think. Yeah. What's that, next Thursday? Well, let's see, we got Van Flandern on Tuesday, and Thursday is, Thursday I think I have Gary Sharp, the climatologist, with NOAA. Yeah, I think I have him for next Thursday. Well, we've got quite a lineup. Did you power down? Check the instruments. Yeah, I think we'll continue to do the show every Tuesday and Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. Pacific. Let's take a look at, about changing it to 8 to 9 p.m. Pacific. Yeah. All right.